controversy and scandal.
That's what you love about the Kentucky State Fair.
That's why you keep coming back, everyone.
Absolutely.
Listen, it all involves the Your Favorite Cake contest, okay? Dripped in controversy yet again in 2026. Now, if you'll recall, there was controversy in this category several years ago when someone rolled in from Ohio and won.
Like, you're an outsider. What are you doing? Go to your own state
Go
fair.
Go back to Ohio. They have the Ohio State Fair. Enter it there.
We were all collectively against that, weren't we?
Yes, of course.
We were.
And it's like, you know what? Look, you couldn't win in the Ohio State Fair, so you had to come to the Kentucky State Fair and enter your cake.
Yeah.
I bet it was terrible. Probably someone from Cincinnati.
Probably. You have a long-standing feud with that city.
I can't stand that they got the Ferris wheel.
Still hung up on that.
Listen,
never not gonna be mad about it.
If there's one thing that I don't do, forget grudges.
All right, great.
Yeah.
It's a great quality.
Thank you.
It's a great quality. Back to the cakes.
Yes, so that was several years ago. Ohio woman comes in and wins our beloved Your Favorite Cake contest at the Kentucky State Fair.
Why is Randy making people mad this year?
So now Randy rolls in with a delicious, beautiful...
Looks like a work of art.
Persian love cake. It's got roses on it.
Ooh.
People are making TikToks about it.
Oh, this is the cake they were questioning?
That's the cake that they were daring to question.
Yeah.
You're daring to question this cake? Why are they questioning
Listen,
it?
Listen, Randy's Persian love cake has hints of cardamom.
Yeah.
Almond, rose, topped with rose petals.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a work of art.
It looks beautiful. What's the problem?
There's pistachios. The problem is that apparently the Your Favorite Cake contest, which Randy won the blue ribbon.
Oh.
First prize.
Top prize, yes.
Yes, coveted.
Yes.
In these parts.
Yeah.
Part of the submission process is it needs to be a layer cake. And that's where everyone's hung up.
Oh, is they're like, I'm looking at the slice and I'm seeing one layer.
It looks like, to the layman, to us who don't know the culinary expertise of a baker, that it looks like just one layer.
Looks like just one layer.
It
Are they
does.
Counting the toppings as like another layer? Is that the technicality he's sneaking by on?
The people who are rolling in to defend Randy and his beloved Persian cake are saying, look, there's cake, there's icing, there's pistachios, layers.
Oh, okay, so they are counting
and
the toppings.
And there are other people who are saying, nay, nay.
Yeah.
There needs to be considered a layer of cake, icing, and then another layer of cake.
Yes, I think that's how we all define layers, don't we?
Who are you bringing in to we?
I'm just saying, rules are rules,
Who
right?
are you bringing in to we?
Are you on team let it slide? I'm going to count the toppings as a layer? Or
I
are
don't...
you team, it's got to be cake, icing, cake?
Kelly?
Where do you stand? You need to pick a side.
I am going
to... Are you team Randy or are you team rules?
Kelly... I haven't seen this with my naked eye yet. I have only
seen the pictures. That's
I have
a very
only
good
seen the
shot
the
it.
Pictures. Yes, the pictures on.
Looks like it's from a magazine.
Listen, it's Reddit is rolling in there, going, "Ah, we protest!"
Yeah.
Which of course they're going to do.
Is Randy making it worse though?
Okay, so you seem to think Randy is making it worse by
like Randy's poking the bear.
I won.
He's like, never in a million years did I think I was gonna win. This is the first time he's ever competed in the state fair or anything. He says, and I quote, "Is it a big deal?" And you see, I think that's where we're poking the bear a little bit, because for some people, this is their Super Bowl. Like, for people who enter every year, who maybe spend the entire year perfecting their recipe for the next competition, they see that blue ribbon as, like, the Super Bowl trophy, right? And then Randy rolls in with this one layer of cake, and it's all like, oh, is this a good thing that I won a blue ribbon?
Listen, I don't want to poo-poo Randy's cake because Randy's cake looks delicious.
It looks delightful.
I have had a Persian love cake. They are delightful.
Okay.
They are
delicious. I'm going to take your word on for that because I've never enjoyed a slice of that in my mouth.
So I'm just saying there could be, he could be like, maybe there's to the untrained eye.
Mm.
Because you and I are not bakers.
No, we're not.
I have baked a cake.
Yeah. I have baked a cake.
Heated one up.
From a box.
It's fine. That's still baking.
Follow instructions
that's
on
fine.
The box, which and I think is probably against the rules too. It's got to be original from scratch recipe.
Yes, it does.
I'm assuming.
It does. Yes, yes, yes. And you have to provide the ingredients and all that stuff. But yes, that is this is dripped in controversy. And,
by the way, there is a texter wants to remain anonymous because it's just, I've got the blue ribbons to defend. It's in the rules. Indiana and Ohio can compete in the fair. There are subgroups where they can request Kentucky residents only. No one likes this rule except Indiana and Ohio.
Right, right. This is terrible.
Okay.
Another person says it was layered singularly.
Oh, listen, are we gonna debate semantics?
Another commenter, pitchforks at the ready. All true patriots report to their assigned locations. This is not a drill.
We ride at dawn for second place.
But if you see second place is very, now listen, if you happen to be the person who baked the cake that has three layers.
Yeah.
It has three layers. Second place, but it is very boring. It is brown, boring.
What do you mean brown, boring?
I mean
that sounds delicious
and boring. Brown frosting, brown cake,
delicious,
boring.
Okay, in total there are 34 entries apparently, including a strawberry covered chocolate cake, one inspired by peanut butter s'mores, a purple cake made with coconut, and. Ube?
Listen, this drips of the like good old boy judging.
Okay, so you know? Morgan of Lexington placed second. She has the espresso martini cake. Is that the one you're throwing shade at?
Yes.
The espresso martini cake.
Yeah.
There may be
Morgan,
more to the innards than the outers.
I feel better about throwing Morgan under the bus because she's Lexington. She's not going to be hearing this.
Okay.
So,
all right. Okay.
So Morgan, listen, Morgan's cake, I'm sure it was delicious, but it looks boring. It's
okay.
It's about presentation.
All right.
And Randy's cake,
right,
presented perfectly.
Okay. Listen, I feel like you're looking at the wrong second place cake because there's a picture of it and it's a white outer layer and it's like espresso brown on the inside.
I don't know.
But it's just kind of just a smooth, there is really not a lot of decorations, just the smooth icing
around I'm just
it.
Saying.
But it's more of the white.
It's
and
very,
then you open it up, it's the brown espresso
right.
inside.
All I'm saying is it is very, it's steeped in controversy. And so we don't, if you want to contest it, it's $500.
Oh, wow. Well, no one's
so,
going to do that, right?
So here's the thing. We're just going to accept that Randy is the winner.
We'll just throw shade on social media about it. Is that our plan? We're just going to get mad about it on social media and sound off about it.
That's what the controversy is all about.
Okay.
So anyways.
Listen, it's a work of art. It looks
amazing. I can't wait to see it with my naked eyes.
Okay, so that's where we're making a beeline for that tomorrow when it's our day at the state fair.
100%.
If you don't see us in South Wing A, where we're supposed to be posted up, it's been hunting down this blue ribbon cake.
Yeah.
That's all the controversy.
That's right.